855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, but we've got a guest on tonight, and I want to bring him on right now. His name's Michael Bastien. Michael, you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. So I brought you on. You have written a book recently, and it's called...
It's called The Common Sense Clicker Guide to Online Dating.
So you've got some advice to for online daters, is that correct?
Yes.
So, you know, lay it on me. What's the advice for online daters?
Well, online dating is becoming much more a part of our society than it used to be. It's
absolutely
now very much accepted. And
isn't it like one in five couples?
Yes.
Something like that?
That's correct. One in five couples are finding each other online these days. And what we're finding out is that just like in the Wild West, there's very few rules and regulations that are guiding how people interact online. And so what happens is there's a hodgepodge of mistakes, missteps, and people have a lot of misunderstandings when they try to communicate online. And sometimes that gets in the way of the actual relationship stuff that they should be focusing on. So my book tries to talk about some ways to get around that and have some common ways of communicating so that everybody's on the same page.
So what are some of the things that people do wrong when they're dating online?
Well, one of the main things that someone does online that they really should improve is that they don't fill out their profiles completely. They don't take it seriously. They'll end up maybe writing a line or two saying something like, just testing the waters. And that's really not going to be adequate to describe yourself to a person who's interested in you.
I don't date online, but I certainly have, have had social networking accounts, and they ask you for all your information as far as what your hobbies are and all that stuff. And I'm like, I don't have that many hobbies. I'm not interested in filling this out. So I've done that same thing. And so what is the advantage to be had by filling all that information out, and what should one – and when one fills it out, what should they have an eye towards?
Well, relationships from the beginning are all about communication, and your online profile is really your best foot forward, and it communicates for you even when you're sleeping. So rather than try to explain some of your hobbies and interests to every person that you're potentially interested in, your profile allows you to be heard, I guess, by hundreds or even thousands of people without even really exerting yourself all those times over.
Okay, so this is Jason, by the way. And so fill it out, but what kind of information? I mean, would you recommend just people be themselves, or should they try to use humor?
Well, people should be themselves. If you are good at humor, you definitely want to try and use that. Some of the main things you want to pay attention to when you're filling out your profile is to make sure you talk about what you like to do in your spare time, what you are looking for in a relationship. Your pictures are extremely important. A lot of people do pictures as sort of an afterthought. What you really want to do is have a full body picture as well as a face shot so somebody can see what you look like. And it should be a recent photograph because there's a lot of times people put up an older photograph because they think someone's looking for the younger, thinner them. And in reality, there's different tastes for everyone. And so just because you might not look like a supermodel doesn't mean that someone won't find you extremely attractive.
Yeah, it's going to cause, I would think, a bad situation if you present to anyone, somebody who is not you, and you know, that relationship matures to the point that you're going out on a date or something like that, and then they are, you know, faced with something that they didn't think that they were going to be dealing with, right?
Correct, and that happens quite often. I've done a few interviews with singles and talked about their experiences and what they liked and what they disliked about online dating. And one of the main complaints was that the person does not look like the person in the picture. And that's important because looks do matter. And I should say again that it's not that you need to look like a supermodel. It's just that you need to be able to show the true you so that the person out there who's attracted to your type can find you.
But what if nobody's attracted to your type?
Well, I hesitate to ever say that no one is attracted to a specific type, because there's millions and millions of different people out there, and there's different tastes, different strokes for different folks. So no one should ever be afraid to show what they really look like.
But you're putting yourself out there as a commodity, essentially, by putting yourself on a dating site. And if nobody's taking the bait, then maybe that means you need to do a few sit-ups. But a lot of people will just try to find a flattering photo of them. And if they're morbidly obese, you know, maybe it's cropped pretty closely.
That's true. And what's important to remember is that there's different tastes. People have different tastes. And if you don't feel attractive or you don't feel confident, the best thing to do is really to look inside yourself, get to know yourself before you start dating, because it's all about communication and it's all about clarity. So if you're sort of very much feeling like an underdog all the time, you need to work on self-esteem before you can actually be a good partner for somebody dating.
That's good advice.
So I've heard that online people who are, say, larger might take pictures above them. So they'll look directly, you know, they'll hold the camera above their head or just off to an angle from, you know, straight up and down, and they'll look at the camera and it'll show their body from a top-down perspective, which I guess will make them thinner. Have you heard of this phenomenon, and is that would that fit into your full body picture or not?
Well, I have seen that phenomenon, and in the Common Sense Clicker, I talk about the fact that it's important to really not make assumptions about what other people find attractive. They do that top-down photograph, and that's really sort of it's not an accurate representation. And the sad thing is that there's a lot of people out there who prefer curvy women. They're called BBWs.
Sure.
And when they take pictures of only their face, they're depriving themselves of all of the people who are attracted to their type.
Indeed. I mean, you know, it's hard to say what somebody likes and what they don't like. And you had said something about sort of, you know, we're talking about accurate pictures here. What about pictures of, say, I mean, of people that are not themselves at all? I mean, we're not talking about when they were, you know, 5 years ago when they were thinner, or even 10 years ago when they had more less gray hair, or, you know, whatever it is that they might be trying to hide, but just a picture that somebody has gotten off the internet and put on there that they want to, I don't know, chat to people online. Certainly this phenomenon occurs for people.
Yes, it does, and it's quite frequent. One of the things that you can do to make sure that this is not happening is, one, make sure that they have multiple pictures of the same person. But oftentimes, that'll happen to men, meaning that you'll see a picture of a scantily clad woman who looks gorgeous, and she sends you an email and asks for your phone number, your contact information. What that is, it's basically spam sites that are meant to get your personal information and solicit you for money.
Yeah, they're phishing, essentially.
Yes.
So what, that's a woman in her underwear will ask you for money is essentially the scam there?
Well, I mean, exactly, because they know that men will fall for it very often.
And so you're saying do not send them money?
No, I would advise against that.
Okay.
So are most of the people that, I mean, so if you go on a dating site and, for instance, you find some person there who's on, should you try to check and make sure that they are the person in the pictures? Is there some way to do this? I'm just wondering. I know that the internet's full of fakers. I'm not exactly sure why they do what they do. Maybe they're bored. You got me.
Right. Well, some of them are bored. Some of them are, like we said, they're trying to get money, and others have very low self-esteem, so they don't want to actually show themselves. So the best thing to do is to carry on an email correspondence with them. Oftentimes, the fakers will sort of bow out after a few emails without getting your personal information. And if the conversation proceeds, you can ask them to upload a new picture or ask to exchange pictures via your email address, and that's a good way to really check and see that the person is who they say they are.
Michael, if you will hold for just a second, I want to talk to you some more. You know, Jason, I've noticed that there's a lot of, when I'm online, I'll notice a lot of pictures of very attractive women who live in my town and want to meet me. And I want to ask Michael about that. 855-450-FREE. If you've got any questions about online dating, we'll be talking to Michael Bastian here in the next segment.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about what you'd like to talk about, but we are doing a little interview here with Michael Bastian of the CommonSenseClicker.com. He's written a book, the Common Sense Clicker Guide to Online Dating. But first, have you heard of My Solar Backup? Have you bought one? Are you unimpressed? When a solar backup system grows up, it wants to be the SG1 solar generator by Sound Wisdom. The SG1 lets you start small and expand your system at your own pace until it's no longer a backup. By running parts of your house or even the whole house, you can use the SG1 to either back up, say, a refrigerator and a freezer and, you know, maybe your water pump if you've got a well or something like that, or you can grow it out to run your whole house. This is the only solar generator that can do this, that you can turn into a whole house system, and it's the only generator out there. If you have a gas generator or propane generator or something like that, it only works when the power goes out. This thing's working all the time. It's a comparable price. Check it out at freetalklivesolar.com. It's a great system. freetalklivesolar.com. Let's go back to Michael. Michael, you there?
Yes, I am.
So these girls, when I'm online, that have all their pretty cute pictures there that live right in my town and want to meet me.
They're horny also.
Are they really there?
Yes. Well, no, they're not there. And you bring up a very interesting phenomenon. A lot of times those are webcam sites, and they use your IP address to find out where you're located. And then an automated program will then put into the chat message, you know, girls waiting for you in such and such an area. And really, when you click on that, you'll find that it's just another spam site, and it's really not a person there on the other side.
And they don't want to meet Mark.
Yeah, they don't. Doesn't surprise me. So, I mean, you know, the internet seems to be full of pitfalls for those that are dating online. But there certainly are people out there that are trying to meet other people. And, you know, there's sites like OkCupid, Match.com. There's the, I don't know, a couple of others that they're escaping me. It's not like it's the most important thing on my mind. I'm married, so it's not going to work out for me. It's going to be real bad news.
Oh, no, no. There's dating sites for men and women who are married and want to have extramarital affairs.
They just want my money, I can assure you.
There's a dating site for everything, right?
God.
Yes, there really is. There's dating sites for all types of interests, body types, anything you can imagine. The trick is how many members are actually on that given site. Because if you go to the site and it's specializing in one thing and you see that there's only maybe two people in your area, it's really not worth it for you to sign up or pay money for.
Certainly not to pay money for. So
right.
What are the best sites for people? I mean, what's the best way to figure out a site? Because, I mean, it'd be a full-time job uploading your pictures and profiles to every site.
Right. You're totally right. And the site that I always recommend is Match.com because it has the most members. It has a lot of variety of people. Your area is usually filled with at least several dozen people that are active on the site. And it also has a good safety features that allow you to remain anonymous until you're ready to give out your private information to that individual.
So Match.com, I believe, costs money if you want to be on there, I think. I mean, that's certainly what I've heard. Is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
It's very much an advantage because when you're surfing the free sites, number one, it can be full of people that are looking to use the site to sell you things, so they can fill out profiles ad nauseum, whereas with a Match.com, they have to pay. And that weeds out some of the spammers, but it also weeds out persons that might not be of interest, that might not be exactly upwardly mobile.
So what about free sites like OkCupid? Would you recommend them?
I would recommend them with a caveat. I would say that when you're surfing those sites, be very careful, like I said, for people that are pretending to be others. And it's really important to assess the other person's level of interest in the whole dating scenario. So if someone's willing to really pay money to find the love of their life, it means that they're serious about it.
So, and you know, to me, that seems like it's a noble cause, no doubt. There are probably people who are listening right now that just want to hook up on a site. I mean, certainly there seems to be a lot of advertising towards that. So I would assume that there's demand out there. Is there, does that actually work, or is online dating really set up for people who really want to date?
Online dating is for everyone. So you can find the love of your life or just a lover right now. There are sites that allow you to upload pictures that are a little bit more risque, and they're geared towards helping you find somebody who will have sort of a friends with benefit relationship.
Now, one other thing that we kind of brushed across, but I really want to get back to it, is we were talking about which kind of pictures should we upload as the person who is doing the pursuit of online folks. But what kind of pictures should you look for of, you know, the people that are out there that have put things up?
Well, you want consistency, so you want to make sure that when you look at one picture after another of that same person, that it is indeed that same person. You also want to make sure that you find pictures with someone having a full body pose, because that tells you a lot about their state of mind. It tells you about their confidence level, and it also saves you time. It makes it more efficient so that you don't have to end up corresponding for, you know, months or weeks and then find out that the person really wasn't, you know, you weren't really attracted to that person.
How many pictures would you should I expect to see on a dating site from a person? Because, you know, the fewer pictures, the easier it would be for them to, you know, just put up a headshot and I say, oh, that's a really pretty person. I'm willing to take the chance that, you know, whatever, that she's missing a limb or whatever it is that, you know, I might be concerned about.
Well, people need to remember that human beings evolved not to do online dating. We evolved to meet in person. So we pick up a variety of visual cues from the people that we meet, as well as, you know, smelling their pheromones, other things like that. So dating online is really half of a proxy, really, for meeting in person. So with that being said, it's important to keep that in mind so that you upload as many pictures as possible. So I would say you'd want to have a minimal of about 4 or 5 pictures.
Now, I would imagine there are people that meet too quickly, that choose to meet people too quickly online, and people that choose to wait too long. What are the disadvantages to going too quickly and waiting too long, and what's the optimum amount of time?
Well, the disadvantages to jumping into something too quickly is that you look a little bit desperate, and you also don't give enough time to vet that person to see what they're really like. I, in fact, talk about some of these safety tips on the commonsensequicker.com about how it's important to really sort of assess who you're talking to. So an optimal amount of time is that you want to email with someone on the dating service for maybe a couple of weeks and then move on to a personal email address or telephone call. And then maybe after a week or two of doing that and corresponding, then you set up your date. It always should be, your first date should always be in a public place for safety.
Michael Bastien from the Common Sense Clicker's Guide to Dating. Say it for me, commonsenseclicker.com?
The commonsenseclicker.com, yes.
The Common Sense Clicker Guide to Online Dating. Free Talk Live.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's live Tuesday night edition with Mark.
And Jason.
You can call in at 855-450-3733 on our toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI and talk about whatever is on your mind. Who is SACL CAI, you ask? SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They'll do it for your business. They'll do it with respect for your customers. All the ways that you wish that your customers were treated, the principal over there, Jason Osborne, makes sure that his employees at SACL CAI do. Not only do they are they trained in treating your customers with respect, but that all the calls are recorded so that you can go back and listen just to make sure that that's the case. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Jason, are you ready for this?
All right, let's give it a shot.
Okay, let's go to Scott the Bigot in Massachusetts. Scott?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
All is well.
Excellent, thank you.
You, sir?
I'd like to discuss with you the disintegration of America.
Okay.
This nation is going to collapse very soon.
Do you think that the other nations aren't going to collapse? Because, I mean, there seem to be a lot of nations having a lot of collapsing problems.
That very well may be the case. Europe, even though there was a little optimism, I don't buy it. I'm hoping that America will disintegrate, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I'm hoping it will disintegrate because I hate democracy. I hate capitalism.
What's capitalism?
What's that?
What is capitalism? Democracy means voting for things, right?
Capitalism is a system whereby people set up businesses to make lots of money. Am I against money? I am in the sense that when one person has $10 billion like a George Soros, and another person can't even put food on his table for his family, I'm opposed to capitalism.
So what if, let's say there was no government, you had a pure free market, and a George Soros type has $10 billion, wouldn't that mean that he provided so much value, like things that people wanted, that they chose to give him this much money?
George Soros is not a manufacturer, for instance, like
Henry Ford. As an example, or it doesn't have to be a manufacturer. Maybe sells advertising, or has a news network, or things like that. But he's providing enough value where people choose to voluntarily give them money. Isn't that a sign of that person is doing something right?
He's doing right for himself. He's lining himself. I hear what you're saying.
And a lot of other people.
He's giving people some jobs, yes, to answer your question. But for the most part, he's enriching himself.
Well, I don't know. Scott, just 1 second. So you know how a transaction works, right? So, like,
yes.
if I'm a purveyor of hamburgers and you are a person who wishes to have one and my hamburgers cost $5, you have $5 and you either are willing to buy one of my hamburgers or you're not willing to buy one of my hamburgers, and that is how the value is set for you. Each individual decides for themselves what the value of my hamburgers are, and the ones that believe that they are above $5 will slap down $5, get a hamburger, and the ones who believe that it is not worth $5 will not. And that's how transactions work. Now, I'll grant you that rich people have gotten rich in a variety of different ways. Only some of them got rich by providing services in the marketplace. Others got rich by, their cronies in government helping them out, or perhaps some people got rich by stealing or hurting people or something like that. But I think a lot of rich people got there, and people inherit money too. I think a lot of people got there, though, by providing great service.
The America that I'm talking about is Wall Street, that has destroyed America. Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, for the most part, international Jewish bankers. And what my point is
3 minutes and 18 seconds.
Yes. The reason why I
bet Jason that it was going to be in less than a minute, so I lose.
The reason why I want
we all
to see
lost
America
when you bring up a Jewish conspiracy.
The reason why I want to see America disintegrate is, like I said, I hate capitalism, I hate democracy, and I hate equality. I'd like to see, and I hate communism, so I'd like to see fascism in this country, and it's not far-fetched that it could happen. It comes to a fork in the road. Fascism comes in two parts. A, fascism under Mussolini's Italy, or B, National Socialism, or if you will, Nazism under Adolf Hitler.
And this is what you would like?
I'd like to see National Socialism
for
America.
So you hate the Jews and you want to see a Fourth Reich in America, a new Nazi party?
If you will, yes. I'd like to see in America, for white, Aryan, Christian America, I'd like to see an America where working-class Christian people are not being economically persecuted, mm-hmm. disenfranchised by greedy, evil Jewish Wall Street. Mm-hmm. I want to see an America
where
white
the Jews
Christian
go, Scott?
People are not disenfranchised by blacks, Hispanics, mm-hmm. and other non-whites.
Where
I want to see in America.
Yeah.
Scott, where would the Jews, the blacks, and the Hispanics go?
I'm glad you mentioned that point. It so happened I'm one step ahead of you. I did think about it before.
I bet you did.
Call. I'd like the Jews to go to Madagascar.
Madagascar.
That's an island off of Africa.
Why Madagascar?
It's far away where they can't do harm to the world.
Oh, well.
Where they can't control world currency, world markets.
So what about my girlfriend? She's Jewish. Would you want my girlfriend to go to Madagascar?
All Jews?
Let me explain. International Jews particularly.
She has traveled internationally before.
Let me explain what I mean by international Jews so your audience will know. International Jews are like a George Soros. International Jews are like a Lloyd Blankfein that control Goldman Sachs. International Jews are like the Sulzberger family that own the New York Times. They are international Jews that have become extremely wealthy, extremely powerful.
I think you've made the point. Now, so you're saying that people that would not be Jews, that would not be considered international Jews, would they be able to take, say, a loyalty oath to whatever this fascist government is that you're hoping for in the future and still stick around?
I would prefer to see if I could. To answer your question, I would prefer to see all Jews go.
To Madagascar?
How
Jewish is somebody who's Jewish? Because I actually took a DNA test online, Scott, and it turns out that I have I spit in this tube and I sent it off to someplace, and it turns out that I have markers for what they call Ashkenazi Jewish markers, and so somewhere deep in the recesses of my genealogy, there was a Jew lurking about, and I'm wondering, am I Jewish? And if I could live almost 40 years without knowing this, could you? And if it could be you, then what about other people? I mean, are we gonna test everybody, have them all spit in little jars and wait around until we find out whether or not they're Jewish or not? And if so, we pump them on the boat and send them to Madagascar?
I hate to say this. Even Adolf Hitler, there's been rumors that he was 0.25% Jewish. They say that he could have had a Jewish grandmother. A lot of people
Madagascar.
May not be aware of that. He was petrified of that. That scared him to hell all of his life. To his dying day, he did not know that. But to answer your question, let's be honest. A lot of over generations, over centuries, we don't know our ancestors.
Sure.
Everyone to some degree, you'd have to be ignorant. Everyone to some degree has mixed blood. The SS were so petrified of this that they had a mandatory stipulation that their members had to provide pure Aryan genealogy for at least, I believe if I'm correct, I think it was almost 2.5 centuries.
So do you see any downside to installing a Fourth Reich, a Nazi party here in America?
Downside?
Would there be any downside?
Of course, the downside would be that we could, other countries would want to go to war with us, but we would have to defend ourselves with nuclear weapons.
Loss of civil liberties. I mean, pretty much
nuclear weapons. I mean, that could be pretty bad for the whole planet, right?
The downside.
But would it be worth it to get rid of the Jews?
The downside is nothing compared to what's going on now. I know you think that I'm insane.
Why would I think that?
No, I don't think you're insane, Scott. I think you've come up with a terrible solution for what your fears are in life. That's what I think. I do appreciate the call, though. 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. I think the only way to overcome these kind of fears is love and respect. But I find it very frustrating when listening to, you know, Scott and his solutions. I mean, really? Nuclear war is the answer?
I love the Jewish people.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. Secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at OpsGear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. If you have another vision of the world that's maybe a little brighter than Scott the Bigot's, you're welcome to call in. Tell us how the world can be run better than it is today. 855-450-3733. You've been hearing us talk about bitcoins here on the air for a while now, but maybe you didn't know how to get them. Now there's an easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world, with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It works just like a person-to-person cash exchange, but you can do it over the Internet. It's like Internet cash. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. If you want to find out more about bitcoins and what they are, you can go to the website. I think it's weusecoins.org. So anyway, let's go on and talk about this Scott the Bigot situation. Jason, you know, it's easy to discount what Scott says, but I think that some people need to see maybe the flaws in the thinking. The idea that you're going to be able to send all the Jews to Madagascar, or only the international Jews, or whatever. First, it begs the question, if these international Jews are so darn international, how are you going to get them and put them there? I mean, you're going to have a one world Reich, because you would have to take over the whole world to get this done. And, you know, so far, nobody's managed to pull that little trick off.
I can't believe we're going to spend time to deconstruct his argument. I mean, I have more faith in the Free Talk Live audience that people aren't going to really want to have a new Mussolini or Hitler.
I think that whenever the hard times come, that's when fascists can seem to get their toe holds, and that's what scares me the most. I mean, when you're seeing the folks running for president right now, they're talking about government programs. Government programs tend to be the hallmarks of fascism. One of these government programs, I mean, these Republican candidates were crawling all over each other to talk about how high their fence would be. One standing on each other's shoulders say, no, this high. The other one pops up on his shoulder and says, no, this high. And they just keep on going, talking about how this fence that they're going to create. To me, this is to some extent the fascism that he's talking about.
Well, that's a good point. But the way politics operate these days, when you see those dramatic changes, it's always surrounding an emergency. either real or made up.
Sure.
The immigration coming across the border, of course, that's a made-up emergency.
Right. 60% of the immigrants actually have been given visas to come in, immigrants, illegal immigrants, supposed illegal immigrants, whatever you want to term, what term you want to use. 60% of them have been given visas already to come into the country, and those visas have expired due to the really unsustainable visa program the United States has. So you're not even talking about people sneaking across the border nearly as much as you're talking about people being let in.
Those people that are sneaking across the border, they're also like paying Social Security and Medicare, many things that they will never collect on. So they're buffering up these systems that are failing.
Many of them will, in fact, get fake Social Security cards. Sometimes you can get them at like the flea market and that kind of thing. They'll get fake Social Security cards so that they can work at real jobs, make real money, because they don't all want to do under-the-table work. And if you work a real job, then you have to pay those real taxes, the withholding tax, the FICA, and all that other stuff. And you're right. They have to pay Social Security. They're paying Social Security in, and they're never going to collect it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the other thing sort of about Scott's idea. Sadly, if you were to look at these numbers as far as if you want to, you know, break Americans out by race, you would find that white Americans generally aren't breeding at the rate that other Americans of other ethnicities are. So you're talking about a nation that's dying if you're talking about only making it a white Christian nation. I mean, where are you going to get the influx of children? A nation whose population size is shrinking, that's not good for the economy.
Well, it seems like the caller had it all figured out, you know, where he wanted to send the Jews and, you know, how the replacement for them, which would, of course, be fascism. But ideas are really important, especially because you have this mechanism called the state, where bad ideas, if they're popular enough, if a majority of voters, you know, will elect somebody to carry that out, well, then they get to use this amazing display, this amazing force that is government. So,
and once a bad idea is brought forward, it is incredibly difficult to get it undone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, witness the Patriot Act, witness the you know, the Obama's health care, Obamacare. I mean, these are just some of them. I mean, I believe that there was a tax just a couple of years ago removed from cell phones that was essentially in place since the Spanish-American War.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an incredible 100-year-old tax plus, you know, I mean, the government programs. There's nothing that says eternity like a government program.
I was surprised that Leon Panetta, who is now the Secretary of Defense in the Obama administration, said when he first was rolling into his position, he said, Al-Qaeda isn't as much of a threat, and then it comes down to a budget battle and, you know, Al-Qaeda is growing
kill
in
us
influence,
all
and they use domestic terrorists. Al-Qaeda's in America. Al-Qaeda might be your neighbor. You know, it's all about bigger budgets, more authority, and you can defeat Al-Qaeda, but you're still going to have these programs.
Right. You could believe that whatever, there'll be another threat at that point. So at this point, essentially the threat to your freedom and to your jobs and to your economy is illegal immigrants and Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to a lesser extent, Muslims. But, you know, people tend to conflate those. The demagogues tend to conflate those, the Muslims and Al-Qaeda and, you know, that kind of thing. So the idea is to scared people, you could do anything you want to them.
Yep.
If somebody's scared, you could lead them anywhere. They'll do anything. And that's really the trick, is to scare the bejesus out of the American people, and once they're scared, then you can do anything with them. Freedom, on the other hand, is liberating. You're far, far, far more likely to have 40% of your income taken from you by one government agency and another than you are to ever see an Al-Qaeda member.
You're also far more likely to be killed by a cop than a terrorist, and so people should, that fear, they should look at what their government does, and maybe it should be placed there.
Yeah, a citizen of the United States of America is, in the last decade, is more likely to be shot by a police officer than to be killed by a member of Al-Qaeda. Now, a lot of people are going to discount that and say to themselves, well, I never get in situations where I would likely to be shot by a cop. And I'll admit, you know, there's better and worse ways to go about getting shot by a cop, but there are a lot of no-knock, what is it, a no-knock raid every 40 seconds
wow.
in the United States? And they miss sometimes they get the wrong address. A lot of times they'll get the wrong address. With that many no-knock raids going on, and then some snitch, they just come up with your street address for kicks so they can get out of, their latest bust.
Yeah, well, cops have also been known to not hit their target and hit people on the street. But also, you said, don't put yourself in situations where a cop could harm you. Well, I don't put myself in a situation where Al-Qaeda could harm me. I mean, I don't know these people. They're doing things because they don't like the policy of the United States government. And so that's why I try to disassociate myself from the United States government as much as possible, because I don't want them speaking for me or representing, because I'm a peaceful person and they're a violent organization.
I'm not sure Al-Qaeda is going to be checking your Facebook posts to see whether or not you're associated with the United States government.
It's indiscriminate. Yeah, I understand.
It seems like, they believe the lie that this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people, as much as anybody else does. And, they're not trying as hard as they could to, say, hit hard government targets. Mm-hmm. If Al-Qaeda really wanted to hit hard government targets, assuming 9/11 was perpetrated by Al-Qaeda, and I certainly, got no proof myself of that, but they would have tried to hit the Pentagon, they were headed towards the Capitol building, the White House, whatever it is that they wanted to hit. They would have hit government buildings, not the World Trade Center. I mean, what's the point of hitting that?
I don't know. Tallest building in the world, it was a message to all of the American people.
Sure.
And not specifically the government.
Right. Many people from around the world consider the World Trade Center as a symbol of America's financial dominance. I don't think Americans did, though. Well, I don't think Americans really cared about it.
Al-Qaeda's activity certainly did hurt America in the pocketbook. At a time of recession already, and then just all the spending that has been going into it. I guess people that still believe in the broken window fallacy would think, oh, look at all the jobs that the Homeland Security has now created.
Sure, by taking productive money out of the marketplace. And that's really the point, is if the terrorists wanted our freedom, as George Bush said, they hate us for our freedom.
Yeah.
If they really did, I think that might have been Bill Clinton and George Bush's baby talking there. If they really did hate us for our freedom, then they won.
And George Bush helped them.
Right. I mean, they got the freedoms through the assistance of the United States government.
Yeah.
We have fewer freedoms than we did on September the 10th, 2001. I mean, it makes much more sense that really what they want is they just want the United States military out of the Middle East. And frankly, I think it should be out of there and the rest of the world. 855, 453. Am I wrong about this? Is our foreign policy, do we need to be in 130 nations around the world on 1,000 military bases? Give us a call, 855-453.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays, and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.